something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
I want you all to read St. John's Gospel, chapter 11. Read verse 5, want to go. Again. You like that? Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. You see that? See, so when he picks one in the family, he wants everybody. That's how Jesus is. When he picks one, he wants everybody in the family. Alright, remember what happened to let's look at it. It's Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 8. Have you seen it? Read verse 14. Want to go? And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Jesus went to whose house? Peter's house. And when he got there, Peter was a good man. His wife's mother was in the house. Some of you, you know, you don't like to see your mother-in-law in your house. That's bad. Peter's mother-in-law was in the house and sick. Jesus came to their house and ministered to the woman. I'm showing you Jesus and the way he related with people. The master soul winner. Praise God. As it is a master soul winner. And when he prayed, well, he ministered to that woman. What happened? She got up and began to serve them. Mother-in-law could have said, who is this? But she was sick. And Jesus gave her health. Ministered to her. And she got up and began to serve instead of complaining. See? Mother-in-law, instead of complaining. That old Peter had left her daughter at home and followed one old man outside. And you're just coming. She began to give them food. She served them. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Then what about an admirer? A lot of you, do you know people admire you? You may not know, but try to observe. There are people who admire you who don't know Jesus. They admire you. They live in your neighborhood. They work in the same office with you. Take notice of them. Listen, there's something admirable in you. Oh, I'm telling you, there's something admirable in your life. There is. There's something. So there are people who admire you. They may not want to admit it. They're going to be looking at you from afar, from a distance. They look at you a lot. You just don't know it. Start watching out for them. You're going to catch them now. After, yes, after this message, you begin to catch them. I'll tell you what to do with them. Jesus is traveling again in one of those meetings. He's going for one of those meetings. And then there's a man in a tree. He wants to see Jesus. He's a rich man. He's a 419. Fast guy. A tax collector. But a fast guy. Cheating people. But he liked to see Jesus. He'd been hearing about the man. So, when he heard Jesus was coming that way, he climbed the tree just to see Jesus and pretend that he wasn't there. But I love Jesus. Jesus gets right under that tree and he stops. And they're wondering, why is the master stopping? Then he looks up. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm actually looking for you. Glory to God. Say, I'm coming to your house. Let's go together. You know, those people are always looking at you. When you catch their eyes, you've been seeing them since the last 2 weeks, and they're always looking at you. Go to them. Don't wait. Take the opportunity. Go to them. And you see, they're going to start, you know, I've actually been seeing you in this office, and, you know, you're a clean guy. You know, that's what Zacchaeus did. He was saying, you know, I cheat people, and I try to restore to them whatever. Whenever I cheat, I try to pay back. Jesus said, don't worry, let's go to your house. To my house? Yeah. He was in shock. And now, here you pull a chair and sit with that fellow. He can't believe it's you. He's been always trying to look at you from afar. And now you're right there. And let me tell you what is sure to happen. The Holy Ghost. I mean, he'll just be breathing upon you there. Every time you open your mouth is the wisdom of God. And you know what that guy's going to be saying in his mind? Nobody ever talked like this fellow. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are witnesses. We carry something great. And you know what? He is the number one soul winner. We are his partners. He's in the business of soul winning. Look at Jesus. I've been telling you about him. He's in the business of soul winning. Every time you find him reaching out, winning people. All kinds of people. All kinds of people. Nicodemus comes to see him by night, and Jesus preaches the message to him too. See, that's someone wanting to know the truth. What does Jesus do? He preaches the message to him. He brings him into the kingdom. He speaks words that the man never heard in his life. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus, oh man, born again after the man's old. Oh yeah, he said, yeah. You are a teacher of Israel, you don't know these things? Never heard them in my life. Jesus said, yeah. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I said you must be born again. You see, the wind blows wherever it is. And Nicodemus, his eyes coming out of him sockets. Jesus teaching him. He's bringing out revelations. See, that's for someone who's seeking the truth. You begin to pull out revelations. 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 His heart will be burning.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.